Englishman's home is his castle, when all that is said and done. Those mad dogs and only Englishmen will go out in the midday sun. There'll always, of course, be an England, a green and most pleasant land. They've given two fingers to Europe, and they've finally taken a stand. Enough of these fanciful coffees. They're all having a nice cup of tea. No more of this darned cafe culture. They'll be off to the pub now, you see. They're enjoying a full English breakfast. No croissants, they only want toast. And the best British beef and potatoes will be served with the best Sunday roast. They're shunning Italian restaurants, preferring to eat fish and chips. At last they've got rid of the service charge, 'cause their culture does not include tips. They'll go to the farmers' markets, where the best British produce is found, and they'll buy lots of nice bent bananas, and they'll measure them out by the pound. They've taken control of their borders. That problem at last has been licked. They've finally found a solution in the six Irish counties they nicked. They'll go on the train to the seaside after forming an orderly queue. But they may venture outside of England, just as long as their passports are blue. They're partying hard on St. George's Day, just the same as the home nations do. They're singing Bohemian Rhapsody. You can bet they're all word perfect too. They've pulled out of Eurovision. It was part of the Brexit divorce. They're so proud of the Stones and the Beatles. And then PJ and Duncan, of course. Anyone driving a German car has been warned that they'll go to the Tower. Even the royals are toeing the line, 'cause the tabloids possess all the power. They're preparing to make Britain great again. They've been told they're all in this together. It's a shame they'll have nothing to moan about. But at least they can still blame the weather.